Friday night sparkle. Crafters is Saturday here. And I kind of got ahead of myself talking about missions. March, that's next month. Does it freak anybody else out that we're already in February? It's like, whoa, what happened? We want to focus on missions in March. And when we did our business meeting, I looked at some of our missions giving, and I understand that the church was going through some transition, going through some stuff, but the missions giving was something that I just really felt, you know, I felt like God convicted me. I felt like the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, JB, you could have done better. You could have done better in 2019 giving to missions. You could have done better preaching about missions. You could have done better backing up these missionaries and backing up these causes. And so we are going to really focus on that this year. Pastor Monica has the biggest BGMC goal, like bigger than I ever set. And she told me, she's like, is that crazy? And I was like, no, that's legit. And so I'm not going to tell you what it is. She's going to tell you what it is. Pastor Jason's going to come up with a speed to light goal. We're going to meet those goals. We're going to exceed those goals. We are going to really be a missional church. And I'm so excited about doing that. All right, let me preach. Can I preach, Roy?
Yeah.
All right. So I want to tell you a story before I get started. No, let me read. Let me read the Bible. I'm going to read the Bible first. All right. So in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, Paul writes, "So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." Come on, somebody in this house, you needed some mercy. You needed some grace in 2019. Somebody in this house, 2019 kicked your teeth in and then made fun of you because you looked funny without teeth. Okay? I know some of us faced trials in 2019 that we didn't see coming. Some of us got knocked down, drug out, and messed up, toe up from the flow up in 2019. Some of us messed up in 2019 on purpose. Some of us got into things we shouldn't have got into in 2019. Some of us looked at things we shouldn't have looked at in 2019. He messing. That boy is messing. Y'all not talking to me. Look, some of us got into some things. Some of us faced some things. We faced trials. But can I challenge you today, church? I want to make sure that Community Church North Webster is not just a fun church. It's a fun church, y'all. It's a fun church. But I want it to be a challenging church. I don't want to go to church and get fed a bunch of yummy yogurt food that's not a little spicy. Come on, this is a Louisiana church. We got to have a little spice in what we eating, okay? Come on, we're going to put a little bit of Tabasco in some of our messages. That man is preaching on food again. That's how I got in shapes. You heard me how I said I got in shapes. Okay. Come on. Man, some of us faced some things, but not only did we face things, not only were we attacked by the devil, not only were we fending off attacks from demons, but some of us opened ourselves up to those attacks. Some of us got ourselves in places. When I was a kid, I was deathly afraid of elevators. And I started to get over my fear of elevators, and I decided to go get on an elevator, and I found the most ricketyest looking ratchet elevator that was in St. Vincent Hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I told my brother, we're going to ride that elevator. We had been watching Indiana Jones, and we felt brave. So we got on this elevator. Guess what happened, y'all? It stayed where it was. The door shut and that dude didn't move. And I thought, this is a good time to be praying right now. We were just trying to deliver our mama some Lean Cuisine frozen dinners while she was at work, and we were stuck in an elevator. Luckily, the button just didn't work and we got out. But sometimes you know you don't need to be getting in the middle of something, but you just walk right up into it anyway. Come on. And some of us did that in 2019. Some of us let our attitude get ahead of our brain and ahead of our mouth, let our mouth get ahead of our brain and our conscience in 2019. And you know what? It's over. Now we're in 2020. We're going to move on. We're going to move forward. But something that I learned about in 2019, when I was in the midst of crisis, when I was in the midst of a major attack, the greatest attack that Satan had ever, I mean, he brought out the nukes, okay? The greatest, biggest, baddest attack that Satan had ever brought against me and my family, we faced it. It broke me down. And what did I have to learn how to do, y'all? I had to learn that I cannot fight, because the weapons that we fight, the things that we fight are not of this world. They're not physical things that we can just Mike Tyson punch out, okay? These are demons. These are spirit things. And the only one that can fight them is our Redeemer and our Advocate. Come on, somebody. You got to get Jesus in the ring. You got to tag in the Redeemer so he can drop the people's elbow on a demon. Some of y'all didn't watch enough wrestling. Let me tell you a story. I had to learn about communication. I had to learn about desperate prayer. I had to learn about taking off all these notions, these things that we get when we want to pray. Some of us think you got to pray a certain way. You got to say, Lord, my Father. And I had to learn in 2019, in the midst of war, in the midst of a firefight, that I can't do that. I got to pray real. Yeah. That I got to talk to God like he is somebody that listens to me. That I got to talk to Jesus like I know that he is a great high priest, and that I know that he's there listening to me, that the Holy Spirit is working, that the Holy Spirit is around, and I got to talk to God like he's got ears. When I was a kid, we used to love WCW wrestling, a.k.a. wrestling, Sean. And I'm going to tell a story that my mom's here, so she's going to hear this, and she may not know that I lied to her when I was 8 years old, but I'm sorry, Mother. I lied to you. Y'all, we was watching, me and my brother, we were watching wrestling, and man, we thought it was real, y'all. We thought it was a real deal, and my favorite wrestler was Sting. Anybody? Nobody remember Sting? Jason, you remember Sting? All right, thank you. And so my favorite wrestler was Sting, and this dude would come down with a baseball bat, and he'd be like knocking fools out left and right. And I was just like, that's my dude. And so me and my brother, we watched some WCW wrestling, and we got all amped up on Mountain Dew, and we decided at that moment that we was going to recreate everything that we just saw. The problem is, when you get an 8-year-old and a 7 or 6-year-old, they don't have the same cognitive ability that these choreographers do that make up these wrestling shows. And so we decided that we were going to use our bedroom as this ring. And we had ourselves a queen-size waterbed that we had inherited, okay? Who remembers waterbeds? Somebody thought it was a great idea to bring 17,000 gallons of water in their bedroom and leave that thing. Oh, my. So look. So we decided we was going to do this thing, man. We were going to wrestle. We was going to wrestle. And I was going to be Sting, and I was going to whoop my brother. He didn't know what was about to come. He did not know, y'all. He was about to be concussed, okay? And so we shut the door. Because my mom was sitting at the kitchen table doing some bills. So she's already in a bad mood. And we thought, you know, she don't need to see this because it's going to be violent. I don't, you know, she don't need to see this right now, this time in her life. And so we got to going, y'all. And my brother had a pillow, and it was like the firmest pillow. This thing was made out of sackcrete, okay? And so we was going, man, and I was like, you're going to go down, brother. And so I got the pillow, and I was going to take him down with it, man. And we had this fan. It had these globes on it, right? It was very beautiful. And so my brother's on the bed, and he's like, he doesn't know. Because at this point, I have decided to go off script, and I'm going to take him down. And so I swing at him. And as I swing at my brother, something happens that I did not see coming. And that was when the pillow met the fan and the globes. And all of a sudden, do y'all know glass will break if you hit it? I learned a very valuable lesson, and that thing broke and showered my brother with this glass. It just exploded. It was fantastic. Boom, he falls down. Boy, that blood. I mean, he's leaking at this point. And so I'm like, oh, boy, what do we do? And so the first thing I do, because I know I'm going to get in trouble, okay? And, you know, in the 90s, they used belts. They didn't use positive reinforcement back then so much. They used belts back then. And so I'm like, and the first thing I do, because I was afraid, is I made up a lie. How many of y'all have lied because you were afraid? You lied to yourself because you were afraid. I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I don't have the words to say. You lied to yourself because you were afraid. So I got me a lie. And I came in there and I said, Mommy, I love you. If you have a child, you know. If they come in and they say that, immediately you need to either call the fire department or a lawyer. Because something has happened. Okay? And so I went in there and I said, Mommy, I love you. She said, What did you do? And I said, well, y'all, it's the stupidest lie, too. And I said, there was a cricket on the bed. A cricket, mother. And I went to attack the cricket. And somehow, the fan got in the way. And my brother's bleeding. So she went in, and it, you know, became kind of a big deal. You know, I'm not, you know, whatever. And that night, we're laying there asleep, and I rolled over to my brother. I said, "Dude, did you pee?" He said, "What?" I said, "You peed." He said, "You peed." I said, "I didn't pee. You peed." And then we realized, I learned a lot that day. If you take a piece of glass and shank the side of a waterbed, that dude will leak. And so then we had to go wake up our parents. Have you ever had to wake your dad up in the middle of the night and he'd been working and he come out in his tidy whities and he said, "Boy," that's when you learn to rely on the Lord. Because you ain't getting mercy from the brethren, okay? You better take that to the altar. And so we told our parents, hey, we accidentally, oops, busted the waterbed. And so now in the middle of the night, my dad's having to come in here and figure out what to do with this huge amount. He got a swimming pool worth of water about to leak out in a bedroom. I mean, this dude was... I was not, if I had just told the truth, what would have happened? Absolutely, Madison, I would have gotten in trouble. But listen, the truth would have been a lot better option. But I was not bold. I was afraid. My daughter hid something from me yesterday. And she didn't know that I knew. And she lied to me. And I said, Piper, come and sit with me. And so she came and sat down. And she was hiding a permanent marker. Your four-year-old does not need a permanent marker. I don't care what part of the world you're from. And I had it in my pocket. And I said, Piper, did you have a marker? And she said, no. And I said, was it blue? And she said, and I pulled this marker out and I said, you lied to me. And she wasn't in trouble, but we tried to learn. Piper, you don't have to lie to me, girl. I'm your dad. Yep. I'm looking out for what's best for you. I'm going to protect you. Trust me, okay? So the moral of the story, folks, is we got to be bold. We have a great high priest that loves us. Let's be bold. Listen, we can be bold when we come to God, when we pray, when we say, Jesus, I need help. We can be bold. We don't need to be timid because for one thing, let me just say this. Jesus is qualified. Jesus is qualified to handle your inqualification. Okay? Something that you've got going on in your life that you cannot handle, that you cannot get over, that you cannot overcome, that you cannot deal with. Jesus is qualified to handle that thing. He's a lot more qualified than Oprah or Dr. Phil. He's a lot more qualified than your girlfriend at the hairdresser that you're telling your mess to. He's a lot more qualified than Du Bois. Okay? You need to tell your stuff to Jesus. You need to bring your problems to him before you start telling all your mess to somebody else. Because let me tell you something. There's a lot of lives getting messed up because they get the wrong advice from somebody because they carried their mess to somebody that wasn't qualified to do a cleanup. Come on. There are people, there are marriages that get messed up because instead of taking their mess, because instead of taking their brokenness to somebody who can fix it, they take it to somebody who's just going to talk about it. You know somebody that did that. You know somebody that messed up like that. Instead of taking their husband or their wife or their issues to Jesus, instead of laying those things down at the throne and being bold with the great high priest and saying, Jesus, I need help with this, they took it to somebody else and took the easy way out instead of fixing it. He about to preach. So be bold because Jesus is qualified. Be bold with whatever you've got going on. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care if it's infidelity. I don't care if you're $2,000 in the hole at the bank. You take that to Jesus first because he is qualified. Be bold with that. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I had a big problem that I caused, but instead of being bold, I was afraid. And it caused me a lot of problems. It caused me a lot of hurt. It caused me a lot of issue. Got grounded. Take your problems to Jesus. Take your problems to that great high priest. He's qualified. Listen, it says it right here that he knows. He understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do. Yet he did not sin. So don't think about it like Jesus, you know, Jesus, you wouldn't understand because, well, you know, you're like Jesus and stuff. No, that's not how it works, baby. You take it to him because he does understand, because he has been there. You didn't carry the cross. He did. So be bold. When Jesus prayed, he was honest. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about being bold in our prayer. In 2019, I had to learn about being bold in prayer and not just having a little mamby-pamby, Lord, I love you. This is my prayer. Help me be happy. No. In 2019, I had to learn how to pray down on my knees broken and bloody and saying, God, I need you because there's no other way. God, I need you to intervene in this situation because I'm at my wit's end and I don't have an out. I'm at the dead end, and I'm being closed in upon. That's why I had to learn how to pray in a desperate, bold way. If you've ever been in a situation, have you ever seen, if you're a hunter, an animal sometimes is wounded, and this is kind of graphic, but an animal is wounded, and it will do everything in its power to escape, to survive. That thing's not just laying over and dying. It wants to survive. And if you want to survive, in this spiritual World War III that you've got going on in your life, if you want your soul to survive, if you want to make it through to the other side, you got to be bold. You can't be phoning it in. You got to be bold. Listen to this. In the book of Psalm, chapter 103, verse 13, it says that God loves his children as a father. And I'm paraphrasing just a little bit. God loves his children as a father. He looks out for the best. And the very next verse, which is a lot of people would probably skip, but he says, he remembers. David writes this, and this is so good. Thank you, Brother David. It says, he remembers when you were dust. Remember that God created us. God created all life. He created everything that we know. He created our entire universe. He built us. He knows us. Let's be bold. Let's be bold. There's nothing that you face that's bigger than God. There's nothing that you face that can win over him. Your job, your money, your marriage, your business, whatever. Take it to him first. Be bold with it. Some of y'all need to hear this today because you haven't been being bold. And there's two big reasons. Well, really, it's one big reason. We're afraid. And something, I had a revelation. I was listening to a gentleman preach this week, and he was talking about praying in the spirit, praying in tongues. And that's not what we're teaching on today. But he talked about how people are so afraid because they don't understand. And one thing that we struggle with in prayer is some people say, well, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. Man, can I just drop something heavy on you right now? You're God's kid. Parent, who's a parent? Did you ever get upset at your baby when they started talking to you when they were just little bitty? No. No. When my son, he messed me up, y'all. The other day, he came in and he wanted to drink. I was drinking something he wanted to share, and I was like, I don't really want you to because you're going to backwash, but I let him do it anyway. And he said, delicious. And it messed me up because I thought, man, he's getting big. But my son was speaking to me. Y'all see where I'm going with this? My son was speaking to me. God doesn't care if you don't pray the best prayer that anyone ever come up with. He don't care if you're praying in the King James Version. He cares that you are speaking to him. He cares that you're talking to him. You're his kid. Be bold. Don't be afraid to reach out in prayer. Don't be afraid ever. Come on. Your kids, were they ever afraid to come run to you in the middle of the night when they heard a thunder? No, they come busting through your door. We'll scare the living daylights out of you when you're laying there snoring, and they come busting through the door and jumping on you. God loves us. We're his children. He loves to hear from his children. Listen, I love it when my kids come and they'll crawl up on me, and we'll sit in the big chair, and you know, we might watch a dumb cartoon or something, but I just love my kids being with me. You love that. You love that feeling with your kids are being with you, your grandkids are being with you. And it just really spoke to my heart. That's what God feels. He loves us as his children. So if you're afraid to speak because, well, I don't know what to say, do it anyway. Do it anyway. God doesn't care if you speak in broken sentences to him. You didn't care when your little one did that to you. So just try it. If you haven't been bold in your prayer, I want you to try it. Just see what happens. Believe. Believe that God is listening to you. Believe that you have a great high priest. And come boldly to the throne of grace. Because I think we all know that we need some grace and mercy in our lives. We need some grace and mercy as we face the enemy, as he every day tries to derail us because we're working to build the kingdom. We need that grace and mercy. So I challenge you today to be bold, to boldly come to the throne of God in your prayer life. Speak to God. Stand with me today, and I want to pray a prayer with everyone. And here's how we're going to do this. I want to pray with everyone that we would be bold, that we would not be afraid to speak to our Father in heaven, that we would not be afraid to speak and know that the great high priest listens, that he's right there with us, that we would not be afraid to go boldly to the throne. We're going to pray that together. And if during that prayer, if you feel impacted, if you feel led, well then Pastor Daphne and myself are going to position ourselves down here in front of this altar. And if you want to come down after we pray this corporate prayer, then I want to invite you to do that, okay? With every head bowed and every eye closed, let's just join together and be bold. Father God, I just pray right now that we could be bold. I just pray that the Holy Spirit empowers us and gives us a bravery to be bold as we approach your throne, to be bold and know that you're not some king that doesn't care about his people. You don't view us as peasants, God. You view us as princes. And I just pray right now that we would remember that we would know that we can approach you at any time. There, you don't ever close. You're never done listening, God, that you are always there, that you're always on the throne. You always care, and you are always ready. God, I pray for that grace and that mercy in each one of our lives right now this morning, Father God. Give us a boldness. Give us a belief that you are good, you're just, and you are who you say you are. Amen, church. If you're in this place, you felt impacted by that, you want to pray with